This episode is brought to you by IVP. Before we faithfully engage in our communities, how do we need to first disrupt ourselves? Check out the newest season of the Disruptors podcast, hosted by Caitlin Schess. Through her compelling conversations with guests such as Tyler Burns, Andy Kolber, Walter Kim, and many more, Schess unpacks the ways that Christians need to prepare themselves spiritually, emotionally, and relationally in order to effectively disrupt the church and the world. Watch The Disruptors on the IVP YouTube channel or listen on your favorite streaming platform. This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Numbers chapter 25 through Numbers chapter 26, verse 18. Numbers chapter 25, Israel's sin with the Moabite woman. When Israel lived in Shittim, the people began to commit sexual immorality with the daughters of Moab. These women invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods. Then the people ate and bowed down to their gods. When Israel joined themselves to Baal Peor, the anger of the Lord flared up against Israel. God's punishment. The Lord said to Moses, "Arrest all the leaders of the people and hang them up before the Lord in broad daylight, so that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel." So Moses said to the judges of Israel, "Each of you must execute those of his men who were joined to Baal Peor." Just then, one of the Israelites came and brought to his brothers a Midianite woman in the plain view of Moses and of the whole community of the Israelites, while they were weeping at the entrance of the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he got up from among the assembly, took a javelin in his hand, and went after the Israelite man into the tent, and thrust through the Israelite man and into the woman's abdomen. So the plague was stopped from the Israelites. Those that died in the plague were 24,000. The aftermath. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelites when he manifested such zeal for my sake among them, so that I did not consume the Israelites in my zeal. Therefore announce, I am going to give to him my covenant of peace. So it will be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of permanent priesthood, because he has been zealous for his God and has made atonement for the Israelites." Now the name of the Israelite who was stabbed, the one who was stabbed with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, son of Salu, a leader of a clan of the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was killed was Cozbi, daughter of Zur. He was a leader over the people of a clan of Midian. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Bring trouble to the Midianites and destroy them, because they bring trouble to you by their treachery with which they have deceived you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, who was killed on the day of the plague that happened as a result of Peor." Numbers chapter 26, verses 1 through 18. A second census required. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, "Take a census of the whole community of Israelites, from 20 years old and upward, by their clans, everyone who can serve in the army of Israel." So Moses and Eleazar, the priests, spoke with them in the Rift Valley plains of Moab, along the Jordan River, across from Jericho. They said, "Number the people, from 20 years old and upward, just as the Lord commanded Moses and the Israelites who went out from the land of Egypt." Reuben. Reuben was the firstborn of Israel, the Reubenites. from Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, from Palu, the family of the Paluites, from Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, from Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These were the families of the Reubenites, and those numbered of them were 43,730. Palu's descendants was Eliab. Eliab's descendants were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. It was Dathan and Abiram who, as leaders of the community, rebelled against Moses and Aaron with the followers of Korah when they rebelled against the Lord. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them, and Korah at the time, that company died when the fire consumed 250 men. So they became a warning, but the descendants of Korah did not die. Simeon. The Simeonites by their families, from Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, from Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, from Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, from Zerah, the family of the Zerites, and from Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These were the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. Gad, the Gadites by their families, from Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, from Haggai, the family of the Haggites, from Shuni, the family of the Shunites, from Ozni, the family of the Oznites, from Eri, the family of the Erites, from Arod, the family of the Erodites, and from Areli, the family from the Erelites. These were the families of the Gadites, according to those numbered of them, 40,500. Proverbs chapter 7. Admonition to avoid the wiles of the adulteress. My child, devote yourselves to my words and store up my commands inside yourself. Keep my commands so that you may live and obey my instruction as your most prized possession. Bind them on your forearm. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding a close relative, so that they may keep you from the adulterous woman, from the loose woman who has flattered you with her words. For at the window of my house, through my window lattice, I looked out and I saw among the naive. I discerned among the youths a young man who lacked sense. He was passing by the street near her corner, making his way along the road to her house in the twilight, the evening, in the dark of the night. Suddenly a woman came out to meet him. She was dressed like a prostitute and with secret intent. She is loud and rebellious. She does not remain at home, at one time outside, at another, in the wide plazas, and by every corner she lies in wait. So she grabbed him and kissed him, and with a bold expression she said to him, I have meat from my peace offerings at home. Today I have fulfilled my vows. That is why I came out to meet you, to look for you, and I found you. I have spread my bed with elegant coverings, with richly colored fabric from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deeply of lovemaking until morning. Let's delight ourselves with love's pleasures. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a journey of some distance. He has taken a bag of money with him. He will not return until the end of the month. She turned him aside with her persuasions. With her smooth talk, she was enticing him along. Suddenly, he was going after her like an ox that goes to the slaughter, like a stag prancing into a trap or snare, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird hurrying into a trap, and he does not know that it will cost him his life. So now, sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words I speak. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not wander into her pathways, for she has brought down many fatally wounded, and all those she has slain are many. Her house is the way to the grave. Go down to the chambers of death. New Testament reading. John chapter 6, verses 16 through 59. Walking on water. Now when evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, got into a boat, and started to cross the lake to Capernaum. It had already become dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. By now a strong wind was blowing, and the sea was getting rough. Then when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they caught sight of Jesus walking on the lake, approaching the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat came to the land where they had been heading. The next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the lake realized that only one small boat had been there, and that Jesus had not boarded it with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came to shore near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. Jesus' discourse about the bread of life. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the solemn truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate all the loaves of bread you wanted. Do not work for the food that disappears, but for the food that remains to eternal life, the food which the Son of Man will give to you, for God the Father has put his seal of approval on him." So then they said to him, "What must we do to accomplish the deeds God requires?" Jesus replied, "This is the deed God requires, to believe in the one whom he sent." So they said to him, "Then what miraculous sign will you perform so that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus told them, "I tell you the solemn truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but my Father is giving you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread all the time." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never go hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty. But I told you that you have seen me and still do not believe. Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never send away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Now this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose one person of everyone he has given me, but raise them all up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, for everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him to have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Then the Jews who were hostile to Jesus began complaining about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus replied, "Do not complain about me to one another. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who hears and learns from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you the solemn truth, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that has come down from heaven, so that a person may eat from it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats from this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Then the Jews who were hostile to Jesus began to argue with one another, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the solemn truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood resides in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who consumes me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like the bread your ancestors ate, but then later died. The one who eats this bread will live forever." Many followers depart. Jesus said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Mark chapter 6, verses 53 to 56. Healing the sick. After they crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and anchored there. As they got out of the boat, people immediately recognized Jesus. They ran through that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever he was rumored to be. And whenever he would go into villages, towns, or countryside, they would place the sick in the marketplaces and would ask him if they could just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. After they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the people there recognized him, they sent word into all the surrounding area, and they brought all their sick to him. They begged him if they could only touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, we thank you. I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for your grace. Thank you for your word, O God. Thank you, O God, for the example that Jesus shows us about teaching words and teaching doctrine that is not popular, O God. Talking about
making the claim that he is the true bread from heaven, oh God, that anybody that comes to him, you must eat of his flesh and drink his blood, oh God. And it is a bloody death that Jesus died, oh God, and that we must eat of the flesh and the blood, oh God, if we are to have life. Thank you for this gift of life, oh God, that was given for us, oh Lord God, that through the death of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we have life. That's not to say that we don't die a natural death, oh Lord God, but we have eternal life, oh Lord God. And we know that we will be raised up on the last day. What a glorious day that will be. Thank you, God, that even from this passage, we're reminded, oh God, that people turned away. They walked away, oh God, from Jesus face to face. They saw Jesus with their own eyes and walked away because of the offense of the message, oh God. Would you help us not to shy away the harsh truths of the gospel? And would you help us, oh God, to seek to please you in all that we do, oh God, not to hold up unnecessary or cause unnecessary offense and stumbling blocks. The gospel is offensive as it is. We don't need to add more to it, oh God. But would you help us, oh God, not to shy away, oh God, or to be ashamed of the whole gospel? Would you help us, O Lord God, to know, O God, that if they hated Jesus, O God, they will hate us as well, O Lord. But would you help us, O Lord God, to know and cling to the promise, O God, that all that you have given to Jesus, Jesus will never, ever lose, O Lord God, that Jesus has us in the palm of his hand. Would you help us to believe that that's true, O Lord? And would you help us to live like that's true, O God, because it is, Lord. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.